I once knew a particularly small Jack Russell dog. He was a cheeky character, and his favourite activity was seeing off tractors down the farm track near his owner's cottage. Of course, he didn't really see them off at all. Tipper, as his name was, would charge from the back door of the house, always just after the tractor had actually passed by. Then, when the pretender chase was over, he would seek any available human to soak up praise at being so brave at protecting everyone from the big bad machine. Sadly, he lost an eye in middle age, but this didn't seem to bother him in the slightest. He was still the happiest little dog you could meet. Then, in later years, tragedy struck. The devastating verdict from the vet was that Tipper would have to lose his other eye as well. The vet suggested humanely ending Tipper's life, but luckily he was taken for a second opinion, and although his eye could not be saved, his life was. He spent at least a further decade astounding everyone who met him, confidently avoiding obstacles, anticipating every bend in the path, and even chasing tractors. Then one day he disappeared. Search parties were mustered, and the local radio helped to no avail. After 2 days, a group of us were combing the route Tipper could have taken cross-country to a possible amorous liaison in the next village. The route took us near the edge of a field of tall golden corn. Tipper emerged from it, proud as anything, sniffing the air to detect who was present in the search party. He didn't make a fuss, just a little twitch of his tail back and forth. When he was quite ready, he allowed us to follow him home. He hardly put a paw wrong all the way, and even saw off a tractor. Small and blind he may have been, but he certainly had ambition.